Hey, this is Mike.
I'm Ruth.
And we are at
Martinwood.
Hope for tomorrow. Okay, but we have a very specific purpose about today.
Actually, we want to talk about how do you know if you are a caregiver?
And this was something Ruth has been around, and she is in this area a lot more than I am. And so this is all kind of new to me. And that's one of the things that I found is that sometimes people don't know whether they're, or let's say they're a caregiver and they really don't know it.
Right. Or they don't think of themselves as a caregiver. So then they don't take the measures necessary to protect their own self-health as a caregiver. They just go on about their day, and sometimes that can be hazardous to their health.
Well, or the other thing that I've seen is it's a slippery slope. You know, it may be dropping in to check on a neighbor, and then the neighbor asks you to do things for them, and then pretty soon before you know it, you get wrapped up in being their caregiver.
You bet. Happens all the time.
And some people enjoy doing it. That's what they want to do.
You bet.
You know, and that's what we're going to talk about is how you become a caregiver, and it may not necessarily be the person you think it is, or, you know, just because you're helping out, maybe you don't think of yourself as a caregiver, but we work with people all the time. And I guess I don't really want to say at Martinwood we work with them.
Right.
You know, we just provide a social environment that's faith-based that people can feel comfortable in. It's non-judgmental.
And not only can they feel comfortable, both the caregiver and the person that they're caring for, but also they can find new ways to make memories and find new normals.
And I think that's the biggest thing. And a new normal can be anything from, I don't know.
Well, oftentimes what happens, what I've seen happen is a person that a chronic illness or an accident, something changes the way a couple or a family lives their life. And instead of adapting to those changes, they keep trying to go back to the way it was. And unfortunately, in many situations, that's not possible. But rather than find new ways to celebrate, to have fun, to live their life, they keep trying to go back and doing the if only. And that's what we're trying to do here at Martinwood, is find new ways for people to make memories, to find new normals, and to have fun and go on with their life.
And Ruth has a lot of experience in this area. She's been working with caregivers for, 20, 25 years.
Right.
And so she knows what she's talking about. She teaches Powerful Tools for Caregivers, which is a nationwide program. She goes all over the United States, and she teaches people how to teach powerful tools to people. So she definitely knows what she's talking about when we talk about caregivers, and we just kind of want to share that with you, what we've seen. This is the first. We're not really sure where this is going to go, but we have an idea. And what we want to do is we want to share with you. I'm at the very beginning, so I see it as somebody who may not understand what caregiving is. And Ruth has had years of experience, so she's actually seen people go through transitions. They've tried to create a new normal, either that or if they were not able to create a new normal, they fought it. And we've had people come and visit us at Martinwood that have been suicidal because of the, just the caregiver role has become so enormous for them. So, you know, this is kind of some of the things we do here at Martinwood. And I am trying to advance the slide, and it doesn't want to advance for some reason.
Arrow maybe?
Oh, there you go. I was hitting the wrong button. Ruth was being very, very nonchalant and going, okay, what if we try this button? So she's really good at that.
Oh, I don't know about that. But you know, the question that we are posing to you today is, am I really a caregiver? According to the dictionary, it would say a person who provides direct care for people such as children, elderly, or chronically ill. So what does direct care mean? It could be something as simple as running to the grocery store for someone, driving to medical or, you know, appointments that come up. Anything to 24/7 care, meeting all of that person's daily needs. So caregivers can fall under all kinds of categories. And the thing that we challenge you today to think about is, are you a caregiver?
And this is a Merriam-Webster definition of what a caregiver is.
Yep, it sure is.
A person who provides direct care, as for children, elderly people, or the chronically ill. So we're going to walk through this. Let's keep going. This, a lot of times, is the start of caregiving. Two people, it starts out with two people who love each other, you know, and it could be a child or a parent that, you know, you all love each other, or a neighbor, you know, somebody that you have taken an interest in. This is a couple of very close friends of ours, and they're both kind of caregiving for each other.
Exactly, and that happens a lot, you know, especially as people begin to age. But another side of that is, statistically, and this isn't something I made up, you can see this online any place, 70% of the caregivers, so 70% of the people who are giving care, end up with their own chronic illness or even die before the person that they're taking care of does. And that is staggering, Mike.
And the thing is first off, for me, it's identifying that, yes, I am a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just starting down that road with my parents, and it's like, okay, I may not be a full-blown 24/7 caregiver, but, you know, the phone rings with their, you know, and caller ID says it's them. Chances are they need me for something. That, as far as I'm concerned, qualifies me as a caregiver.
Absolutely, and that's how it starts, with those simple little requests or needs that a person has, all the way up to then the 24/7 care.
Which I expect will eventually happen with me.
You bet.
You know, with either one or both of my parents, and we're connected with people on Facebook. We do have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Martinwood International, and we're connected with people. This one lady that I know that we're connected with on Facebook is a caregiver for her mother and her stepfather, and she's giving 24/7 care. Luckily, she is in a type of a job that she can do that. She mm-hmm. does a lot of writing.
You bet, and not everyone can.
Yep.
Now, a lot of people have to leave their job, so then that affects them financially, you know, and before the illness, oftentimes the people are connected by marriage. It could be a couple, a spouse, like we saw with the previous slide. Maybe, you know, go to the hospital to have that precious baby and have all these hopes and dreams and expectations for what their life is going to be like, and you find out that maybe there's something that didn't go quite right in the developmental process, and now you have a child with special needs.
So what we're saying is that you could be connected, or you could become a caregiver from the least, something you least expect. Like you said, you expect that your baby is going to come out whole, 10 fingers, 10 toes, you know, and everything's fine. Or you get a phone call that maybe your spouse was in a car accident and now they have a traumatic brain injury, or something else is happening, you know, and it happens in a split second. Mm-hmm. And then you become a caregiver.
You bet. And always that desire to help. You know, you have it in your heart. You see the need. You want to step up to the plate. You want to do what you can. And that's really what we're talking about here, is how do we find ways to help those people, help the individual who has the need, and still maintain our own self-health and personal life.
And usually what we found, the first thing that goes in with a caregiver is their social life. So if you're starting to feel like maybe you're not spending as much time with your friends, you're not spending as much time with your children as you would like to, there's a possibility you could be a caregiver.
Absolutely.
And this is what happens. This is kind of what we're talking about. You know, we talked a little bit about the caregiver and the connection with someone that develops a chronic illness. I mean, or maybe even as in a tragic accident.
Exactly.
And these are things, some of these creep on. Some of these are things that you can say, oh, okay, they're forgetful. And now they forget your name, or maybe they forget where they are. And that could be the onset of dementia and potentially even Alzheimer's.
You bet.
And then we have the other things that could happen, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's degrees.
And thousands of others.
Right.
You know, there's so many things out there that can cause a person to become debilitated and need someone else to meet their care needs.
And one of the areas that we're also specializing in is the wounded warriors,
mm-hmm.
the military people that come back sometimes from war. Their spouses have to take care of them
mm-hmm.
because their spouse overnight has become a caregiver. One person I talked to has been in 2 helicopter crashes. He's in so much pain in the morning, it takes him 3 hours to get out of bed. And his wife is right there by his side. I mean, she's there helping him. She's there bending over backwards.
Well, and Mike, the last time that we talked with them, the wife was sharing that she had hurt her back in this whole process of caregiving. And again, that goes back to the example that we talked about earlier of caregivers' health suffering because of taking on the responsibilities.
And sometimes there's responsibilities that they're not trained for.
Absolutely.
Like maybe you're giving care for someone that you have to roll over because they can't do it themselves, and you've never been trained on the correct way to roll someone over. And if it's a spouse rolling over a husband, you know, she may be a few times smaller than the person that she's caring for. And you can hurt yourself like
right.
this girl did. She hurt herself helping her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what happens is you step up. I mean, this is a responsibility that you have, not necessarily that you've chosen to have. Sometimes it's out of necessity.
You bet. And most people take it on as a labor of love. And oftentimes the emotional things that go along with that, the guilt, feelings of inadequacy, all of that, we keep doing more and more and more, and we put our own needs aside so that we can take care of the person that we love. And I've been doing this, like you said, for 25 years. And in all of the classes I've taught and all the caregivers that I've worked with, I have never found one who said when they were growing up as a little kid, their dream was to grow up and be a caregiver. It's just something that happens and something that we have to learn how to manage.
And a lot of times with this, and managing it is huge. Because, like you said, like we've talked about, sometimes you don't have a choice. And if some of this sounds familiar to you, you could be a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the people that come and visit us at Martinwood that we've been reaching out to, they don't have any other choice. The expense is just too much for them to bear. But there is help. There is help out there. We had a luau last weekend, and one of the people that came to the luau just got put on a new medicine that cost $36,000 a month for this medicine. And I was like, wow, how do you do that? And what they told me was that insurance picks up all except for 5% of it. But then again, think of what 5% of $36,000 is. That's a lot of money. But this is what he needs, the kind of treatment that he needs to get better, or even just basic maintenance.
You bet. But Mike, didn't you also share with me earlier that he was able to find a grant to help offset the cost, or a research project to help offset the cost? So there are some other things out there that people can look for and find if they are aware that there may be something out there for them.
Right. So think about those things. If these things sound very familiar to you, there's a good possibility that you could be a caregiver. This is our first video. This is our first webinar. And after this, we're going to start talking about some things that you can do as a caregiver. And if what we're telling you today sounds very familiar, then you probably want to stay tuned in. Because for us, this is kind of like our labor of love, our reaching out, reaching past the borders of the state that we're in right now, and maybe even reaching past the borders of the United States to help people who are giving care. We know you love this person. We know you care about this person, but you also have to have a certain level of self-care also, because if you get sick or you become chronically ill and maybe you don't realize you're a caregiver and you start having physical effects from that, then you can't give care to the person that you care about and that you love. And a lot of times when you become a caregiver, you start retreating, you start pulling back, you start pulling into yourself because, and there's a lot of reasons that this happens.
Absolutely. And some of those reasons are like you see on the screen here, but also some of them are just plain exhaustion. By the time you get through getting through the day and doing all the things that you have to do, you just don't have the energy left to do anything for yourself. And friends start to slip away, you know, a call on the phone. Hey, you want to have lunch, Mike? Hey, are you free to go out tonight? Hey, do you want to do this? No. Pretty soon they stop calling and asking. And, you know, or you see your friends moving on with their life, but yet all those hopes and dreams or those activities that you used to do are no longer possible. And so then you start becoming isolated. And generally what happens is the caregiver becomes as isolated as the person they're caring for simply by the nature of what's going on in their life.
Yep. Yep, and if you see this happening, this could be you. And we don't want that to happen. The other thing is, with what Ruth is saying, is you've just entered a new normal. And we have to kind of figure out, you have to kind of figure out, what is that new normal? And then what can you do for yourself? Mm-hmm. It's like Ruth was saying, there's one caregiver that we work with. It was at the Wounded Warriors event. She looked dead. She looked just dead tired, and it's because she's constantly caring 24/7 for this person.
And a lot of times what happens with children, depending on what their condition is, but they don't sleep at night. I hear all the time about parents who get very little sleep because they have to sleep with one ear open to hear if their child gets up in the night. And I know I have a story about that myself. My grandson has autism, and my son and his wife and my grandson lived here for a while with me. And one night I was in bed and I heard the front door open. And I'm like, oh my gosh, is somebody breaking into the house? And I was really frightened. And I listened. I'm like, okay, do I get up and get my phone and call 911? What should I do? Well, I waited and I listened a little bit more. And I started hearing someone coming up the stairs. So finally, I'm like, okay, who is this? Well, then my grandson said something out loud. Grandma, are you awake? And I realized it was my grandson. Well, he had literally climbed out his bedroom window, which they have he had a bedroom in the basement, climbed out of his bedroom window, walked around to the front door, and came in. I was terrified. It could have been a burglar or anything. But yet here it was my grandson. And that, in that moment, just reminded me of what parents who have this on a regular basis go through.
Either that or a caregiver that maybe has an Alzheimer's spouse that gets up in the middle of the night and goes out the door.
You bet.
Because I remember, I have an application on my phone where they talk, you know, the neighbors can talk. It's a neighborhood application. And somebody had said, hey, my dad just walked out he walked out the door and we're not sure where he is. You know, and if you see anybody wandering around, call us. But all that's got to do is happen once or twice, and then you're on pins and needles But you're so tired, you have to get some sleep because you care for this person all day long, but you're on pins and needles because you're concerned they're going to get up and walk out the door. There's just so many things that happen. You know, and then there's things, the roles of the caregiver.
Mm-hmm. It's as simple as grocery shopping, errands. Some of the things that we've been mentioning throughout this video, you know, you make friendly visits to the neighbor. Maybe you're providing transportation, but it can grow from those simple little introductory caregiving responsibilities to 24/7 care, preparing meals, daily living skills, helping them with their medication, all those different requirements that take more and more of your time as a caregiver and put more and more responsibility along with a lot of emotions and physical requirements that can become very overwhelming.
Yes, it sure does. And 24/7 care is exactly what we say. It's not like, okay, I can go away for an hour or two and come back. Because some people with chronic illnesses, you can't leave by themselves. And if you need to go somewhere, you have to find somebody to come sit with them, or you have to take them with you everywhere you go.
And it's not like if it's your child, it's not like calling up the neighborhood teenager that does all the babysitting. You've got to have someone that's able and understands the needs of that child and knows what to do if something happens. The same with a person with a chronic illness, Alzheimer's. You can't just have somebody stop in. They have to understand what's going on.
Right. And that's one thing that we've been talking about also, is how do we put together a team of people that can go visit as part of an outreach and spend time with people while the caregiver maybe, you know, gets a couple hours by themselves or gets to go to the gym. Or it's one caregiver we know, when they found out that her spouse was going to go visit her son for the weekend, you know, we invited her to an event and she said, you know, I'd really love to come to the event, but I don't get a whole lot of time by myself, so I'm just going to stay home this weekend to be by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and these are other things to kind of, you know, keep in mind. Is this happening to you? If it is, like I keep saying, stay tuned. We have other information coming, and because we know things happen. Caregiver emotions, you have emotions. I mean, there's certain emotions that are just natural as being a caregiver.
Exactly. And one of the big ones is fear. You know, we don't know what the future holds.
Well, not only that, is we don't know what we're doing because we were never trained to be a caregiver. What do I do if this person doesn't want to give me his jacket, or...
Right. Or they won't eat. Maybe for whatever reason they've lost their appetite and they no longer desire to eat, but yet the doctor says this person needs 3 meals a day, or they have diabetes and all the person wants to do is eat ice cream. You know, how do you deal with those things? And, you know, as we're trying, those emotions can be so overwhelming, but we don't really talk about that a lot. We feel guilty, we feel angry, and all of those things can then lead to depression. And once, you know, a person gives up hope, they no longer can see that light at the end of the tunnel. That's when things really start going downhill.
Okay, and I agree, and I'm going to back up just a little bit. You said, you know, about talking about these kind of things, it's who do they talk to?
Right.
Their friends are gone because, you know, you've had to spend so much time at home with this person. Who do you talk to?
Right. Or your friends or family members don't understand. You know, you don't want to talk to, for example, your child and tell them about how awful it is trying to take care of your wife or your dad or their dad, or, you know, so you lost that connection. So maybe your brothers and sisters really are in denial. I mean, yeah.
It's tough. We talked to a young parent whose child had ADHD, whose family shuns them.
Right.
I mean, that's her own family, just doesn't want to have anything to do with them because her child is not perfect. So if you can't talk to your family, your family's turned your back on you, you know, what do you do?
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of the children that we're dealing with are the kids that don't get invited to the birthday parties or to the events. So then, you know, the parent has that sadness within their heart. You know, my child, everybody's out to the pizza place having a birthday party, but my child wasn't invited.
Yep. And that's what we do at Martin Wood. And I keep going back to Martin Wood. I'm sure by now Martin Wood sounds like a location and a facility. But what we do with Martin Wood is a thought. Martin Wood is a way of helping people. Martin Wood can be anywhere. And that's what we're developing right now, is a program that Martin Wood can come to your city. Martin Wood can come and teach people how to do what we're doing, so you can reach the special children. And when they come to Martin Wood, or when they come to a Martin Wood event, which could be in any city, in any state, in the world, not just in the United States, they feel special, because there's other children who are there who are special also. And the bonding that you see go on between them, because they all know what it's like being the last person chosen for the baseball team or to play basketball. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, now I got to take this person because nobody else did. So it's really great to see that happen. And these are some of the reasons that a caregiver becomes isolated.
You know, you've got that child, we've all seen him in the grocery store. All of a sudden, the child starts throwing a tantrum on the floor and people stare. They start to think, well, what's wrong with that parent? Why don't they do something? Or perhaps you take your spouse who has dementia out to a restaurant and they start doing something inappropriate. It becomes very scary. And we don't want to be in that situation. It just becomes too difficult. And what we want to help people understand is, how do we do these things? How do we help not only the caregiver, but the person who has the disability to be able to find ways to still enjoy life and create those memories?
So if you start seeing these things happen, you know, you feel a little bit embarrassed because you take your spouse out or your neighbor out and things happen, you know, and we don't want you to become isolated. But these are some of the things that happens, is when people stare and people start pointing you out. And this is how Martin Wood got started. It got started out of, we saw the need for caregivers, and that's why we saw the need to help caregivers, and that's why we're here, and that's why we're putting this story together, we're putting this course together, is so we can reach you and or somebody you know, because we believe that everybody in the world is going to be touched by some kind of a chronic illness, some kind of a tragic accident, something.
Either you'll be the caregiver,
yeah,
or you'll be the person that's being cared for.
Yep. And that's where the Martin Wood story came. And that's why Martin Wood is, right now, we're in several states. We work with the Wounded Warriors. We're putting things together for them. And this is what we see Martin Wood. And we see Martin Wood in places where, like, you may need help. If you're listening to this and all this sounds familiar, you know, we see Martin Wood as a gathering place for special people, a place where you can come and sit down with your spouse and have a meal. And if your spouse decides to go and sit down and watch a movie, there's other people that are there that also understand. And everybody kind of watches out for everybody else.
It's just a very accepting environment is what we're creating with Martin Wood. It's a concept. It's something that says you're safe here. This is a fun place. It's open to everyone, non-judgmental. You know, if someone spills their food in a nice restaurant, they become embarrassed. Where if they spill their food here, so what? Everybody else is spilling it too.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a nice, fun, safe place.
Yeah. And we had an event here that the caregiver came to us afterwards and said that that's the first date her and her spouse, she's the caregiver, that's the first date they've been on in 10 years. And it's incredible. What we found is Martinwood brings life to the weary, and we won't even say the dead. We have worked with people, or people have come here who, several people, the caregiver's been suicidal because they didn't think they had a way out. The event that we had last weekend was awesome because some of these people who didn't think they had a way out, who thought their life was at a dead end, were laughing. They were enjoying their time here. They were having fun with other people.
And we hear all the time from the people that we work with, this program saved my life.
Yep.
And that's the miracle of what we're trying to tell you today. Being a caregiver, maybe it's not something that you planned. Maybe it's just something that happened unexpectedly or over a course of time. But the reality is there is hope. There are people that care. There's resources that are out there. And what we're trying to do is to develop a gathering place or a concept that people can grasp onto and understand that the social side of the caregiving also needs to be addressed.
And that's what we do, and I think we do it pretty well. And it has been prophesied over us several times that this is a revival. If you're out there and you're listening to this right now, you know what we're talking about. And if you don't personally know, you know someone else who's going with this, going through this and going through stuff like this. Get this video in their hands. Connect with us. This is the start of us reaching out past the borders of our state, past the borders of the United States, and reaching the people who you may be a caregiver who can't get away. Plug into Martinwood, plug into Martinwood International, and let us know what you need. And if we can help you through the internet, through giving you information, we can't necessarily just stop by and, you know, watch somebody for you, but that doesn't mean we don't know somebody near you. We are spiritually based. We're rooted in God's Word. Ruth and I are constantly having God conversations, and a lot of what we've done and what we're doing now, we believe is being directed by God. He's opened a lot of doors for us, and He's brought you to this video, and there's a reason for it.
And please take a few moments and go to our webpage, which is martinwoodinternational.com, and also to like us on Facebook. You'll find other resources on our webpage and also information on our Facebook page.
You bet. And I think we have that at the end. We have, you know, the information, so we're going to cover that again.
Mm-hmm.
These are the kind of things that a Martinwood does. And again, right now, within the last probably 9 or 10 months, we are connected with at least 2 other locations. It is here in this, it's here in the city right now. The other 2 locations, we have a location west of us. We have another location that is southwest of us, so it's the south part of town. We have been in Nevada, we've been in Florida, we've been in Washington State, teaching and working with caregivers. And this is what we do. And this is just some of the gatherings, some of the things that we do for caregivers. You know, we have movie nights. We had a band here. Oh my gosh, we had a guy come and play acoustic guitar when the rest of the city was getting hit with, deluged with rain, thunderstorms, tornadoes. We had 16 people sitting inside in our living room as part of a cookout. The cookout, as you can imagine, was over for the night. They were sitting, singing songs. And that's the bands and music that we have. Martinwood had Santa Claus last year that went to some nursing homes and just brought some cheer to people.
And people's homes as well who, you know, wouldn't have that opportunity.
You bet. And we've taken meals to people in their homes. And with a Martinwood, these are the kind of things and these are the people that help out, you know, that make this possible. And what we found also is that the people that are drawn to Martinwood gives them a place to come. with the volunteers, the wait staff we have, the people that have done construction on the house, the musicians. Volunteers are so special to us. So there is hope. Join Martinwood. Keep in contact with us. If what you saw sounds, or what you've heard and seen sounds familiar, there's a good possibility you're a caregiver, but that's not the end of the world. It's not the end of your life. It is the beginning of a new normal. If you're a caregiver, your life has changed, whether it's going to be a permanent change or temporary change. It has changed, and there's a new normal. Keep in touch with us. Because
we're here for you.
Yep, we sure are. And there's a lot of ways you can reach out to us. You have our website in front of you, Facebook page. Sign up for our newsletter. We have started sending out caregiver tips. We're going to start a caregiver newsletter. Ruth and I have been working the last 2 or 3 months on putting all this together. It's just everything is happening so quick, and we want to reach out to people and really get that side of things going.
And if you can't be with us in person, you can watch our videos on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel that show you some of the activities. And we have people all the time that will come up to us and say, "I know you. You're Mike and you're Ruth and you're from Martinwood."
We sure do. We have support groups. We have workshops. Monday, we're starting an autobiography workshop. Later on this week, we're doing a Powerful Tools for Caregivers at a local church. And we're going to be putting on a dinner this month also. It's just all kinds of things going on. Stay plugged in. You know, this is, don't let things slip by, and don't sit in a corner.
And let Martinwood become one of those tools that you keep in your toolbox to help you get through the day.
You bet. We've got all kinds of inspirational things. You let us know if something inspires you. Let us know if it doesn't and what will. And we'll make it happen. We found there's nothing we can't do at Martinwood. So for now, this is Mike.
And I'm Ruth.
And we're here at
Martinwood.
Keep your eyes out. There's more coming. Have a fantastic day. Take care. Bye.